that you say, Lord, I've had a bad week. God, I've had a week of difficulty. Lord, I've had a week of adversity. God, I've had a week where I've done some things, God, that I'm not proud of. I want you to stand to your feet. We're going to pray. You know, this is always going to be a house of prayer. I'm not going to be that pastor that lets you sit in the chairs, pews, you know. Sometimes you get up and your mind goes blank, but they are what they are. I'm not going to let you sit and do nothing. We're going to pray. So God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask you right now, Father God, to go down every single aisle. God, I ask right now that you would convict every heart, Lord, in the areas, God, where we're missing it, God, and we know we're sinning. God, I ask right now, God, conviction to fall on this place right now. Lord, where there needs to be healing in the bodies of your children. God, I ask right now to minister healing right now. Lord, I ask, God, that every broken heart in this place, Lord, that you would mend it right now, God. You're the only person, Lord, that can mend a broken heart. So, God, I ask right now that you would do a work, Lord, in the hearts and in the emotions of your children today. God, for every person that walked up in here, and Father God, they're sad. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you would give them joy, Lord, for their mourning and for their grief, Lord. And I thank you for peace that's coming into every heart, God, where there's been an unrest. And Lord, we give you praise. God, we give you glory, and we thank you, Father God, for who you are. And Lord, we just turn this service right over to you, God, and we tell you to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Lord has been ministering to my heart on what to preach to y'all this morning. And this is something that I've been meditating on for quite some time. And I want to tell you this morning that you are either having a breakthrough or you're having a breakdown. And you're going to have to make that decision what you're going to have. The Word of God says, now you choose you this day what you're going to have. Are you going to have a blessing or are you going to have a curse? It tells you, choose you this day. Do you want life or do you want death? Now let me tell you, every day that you wake up, you're going to choose. You're going to make a choice. You're going to make a choice. And you got to live with them choices. You got to live with them choices. Many times, people think by not making a choice, you're safe and you're living on the fence. I want to tell you that there is no gray shaded areas in the kingdom of heaven. God's word says you're either hot or you're cold. But baby, if you're going to be lukewarm, I'm going to spit you right on out. So I'm going to urge you today, get to that point where you know what you're going through. Many times, Aunt Patty, I ask people when they call and they need prayer, I said, what's God doing in your life? They don't know. You know why they don't know? Because they ain't been seeking God. So you should know what God is trying to do in your life. You should know that, hey, God, every time I do such and such, there's that thing in me that's telling me not to do it. But God, there's a certain other part of me really likes doing that. So therefore, Lord, I keep doing it. You got anything that you like doing and you know it's wrong? Glory. Looks like Deacon Brother Charles, everybody's honest today. We all got those things. But you're either having a breakthrough or you're having a breakdown. You're either going to make it on to the other side or you're going to just stay stuck right where you're at. How many of you want to go on? You want to go on in your life. You want to have victory where you haven't had a victory. You want to move forward where you feel like you've been stuck. You're having a breakdown or you're having a breakthrough, but there is no in between. You're either moving on. You're doing what Brother Angelo said in his song. I'm going through. I'm going through. No matter what the cost is, baby, I'm going. Many people, they think they're going, Gina, and what they're doing is they're making a couple inches forward, but they're looking back the whole time. We can't afford to look back. We got to go. So turn with me here to Deuteronomy chapter 20. We're going to start at verse 1. And it says here, when you go to war against your enemies, and you see horses and you see chariots and an army that's greater than yours. Look here, many times when you're looking at your life and you're looking at the problems that you face and you're looking at the brokenness that you're having right now. Many times we're looking around and we're taking inventory of everybody else, and God's telling people, mind your own business. Look at what's going on in your own life. And many times we're struggling and we're looking around in the situation, Brother Mike, and everybody else's stuff looks so much better than ours. Everybody else's marriages and families look like they're going so much better than ours. And we start comparing and we start keeping tabs on everything. Let me tell you something. The Word of God says when you go to fight your enemies and you start looking around and everything looks better than what you got, I want to tell you something. You're going to have a breakdown or you're going to have a breakthrough. If you want to have a breakthrough, stop looking at everybody else. Stop comparing your life to everybody else's. You're going to always lose that way. You look around and you start comparing. You think, well, they got something that I don't have. And then you start not liking that person. Then you start thinking, why don't I like that person? Well, probably a little bit of jealousy that you won't never admit. You ever feel that? You think, I don't like that person, but I don't even know why I don't like them. And you start really paying attention to why you think you don't like them. Well, because you feel like they got something better than you. Or you think they got something easier than you. Let me tell you something. When you get right up in the thick of life's battles, you will either stop right where you're at and have a breakdown, or you're going to make it and you're going to decide you're going to have a breakthrough. If you want to have a breakthrough, what you're going to have to do is stop looking around at everything else and everybody else. Because you're going to always see things that's going to scare you. You're going to always see things and you're going, now, God, this can't work out for me. I don't care what you say, God, because look at this over here. No, God will make things work out for your good. He'll do it in a supernatural way. They don't have to make sense. So many people are held up by what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. Most of what God does doesn't make sense to us. Why? Because His ways are so much higher than our ways. There are things and there are ways that God would handle a situation. Thank God we ain't God. Because how we'd handle most of life things wouldn't be right. We'd be like, well, God, I don't like that person. Let's just snuff them out. And God's going, no, I love that person. I don't care if they're your worst enemy. I want to save them. I want to make y'all friends. And we're like, nah, not me, Lord. You know I don't like that person. And God's going, I want to save them. I want to save them. And so it says, when you go to war against your enemies and you see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, have you ever looked around the situation and you saw something greater than what you thought that you had? So many times we do that. We're looking around and we're thinking, everybody's got something I don't got. This worked out for Sally Sue, but it can't work out for me. No, look here. You got God on your side. It's working out right now. Devil likes to get people panicked and paranoid. You ever been panicked and paranoid? That'll grate on your nerves. And that's how the devil get in there, get you all worked up, get you all in doubt and unbelief. Because we think, we look at a situation in the natural realm, we'll go, there is no way that's working out for good. That's a disaster. Lord, that's a mess. And God's going, it's working out right now. It's working out right now. See, when it looks messy, when it looks sloppy, and you're sitting in your own mess that you created, God is not intimidated by that mess. But He's asking you to do something. He's saying, hey, when you get up in that, don't start looking around. Looking at everybody else. No. Don't be looking around. We want you to have a breakthrough. You want to have a breakdown, just stop and get your lawn chair and start looking around. You want to have a breakthrough, you get off your duff and you get up and you say, I'm going through right now. God, it doesn't feel like I'm making it, but God, I'm making it. You said I was. And so it says here, Do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt. See, has God ever brought you up out of something and you knew darn well it was God that brought you through it? Because by all indication, you wasn't supposed to make it out of that mess. See, God will bring people out of some things. And when he does, Crystal, he's not mad at us. He just brings us up out of it and he sets us on a firm place and he says, now go and thrive. See, just because you make mistakes, that doesn't mean that God wants you to sit there and have a miserable life. No, he wants to pick you up out of a mistake, pick you up out of a tragedy, and he wants to make you be having a life of victory. God's not holding things against his children. He loves his children. But he wants you to have breakthrough. Breakthrough. Many people are having breakdowns right now. Life has gotten just a little bit hard. Look here. Sometimes they get harder and harder before they get easier. But what you're going through is temporary. It's not permanent. And the devil's trying to make people feel like it's a permanent thing. Look here, no trial lasts forever. No trial's going to last forever. If you can settle that in your heart, you're going to have a better attitude towards your problem right now. Most people, they wake up and they're irritated with their problem. We need to wake up and we need to say, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you're going to make this problem, you're going to take that problem, and you're going to cause glory to come out of the problem. God, when people look at this problem that I'm going through, God, they're going to see the glory of who you are. God, they're going to see me doing what you want me to do instead of being like everybody else, sinning and living it up. Let me tell you something. These are the last days. People's going to get it right. They ain't. But there is no in between. There is no in between. It says, he brought you up out of Egypt, and he's going to be with you. And when you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army, and he shall say, hear, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted. Most of the time when believers see trouble, we're going, oh, my God. You need to say, well, I better put my big girl britches on today. Looks like today's going to really be something. God's still showing up. He's still showing up. God is still God. He's God when you're living high and you're happy and everything's going good, and he's the God when ain't nothing going right. It's easy to be that Christian when everything's going right. And it's hard to be that when it's going wrong. Because there's something about us, we don't like to take responsibility for anything. We're like, God, why did you do that to me? God's going, don't accuse me, you did that to yourself. Don't bring me into it. And it says, don't be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic. Don't give way to panic. You ever feel yourself and you know you're about to go through a problem? You feel it. You know it's coming. And there's that devil. What is he trying to do? He's trying to get you to panic. To panic. When you in panic mode, you're going to make some bad decisions that are going to cost you. They'll cost your family. They'll cost your marriage. They'll cost you in your kids' childhood. They'll cost you in your finances. They'll cost you in your household. They'll cost you in your mental state and your emotions. See, you cannot afford, if you want to have a breakthrough, you can't afford to give way to panic. Many people, you feel a problem coming on. You know something's happening. You think, well, I got a bad thing happening at work. We may lose our jobs, or we may this, or we may that. There's the devil, and he's trying to create panic. You have to know who you are. If there's one thing that I can say about believers in this day and age, people do not know who they are. Believers do not know who they are. When it's good, it's good. But when the chips are down, we're horrified and we're going, oh, it's
not going to work out.
We're all freaked out. No, it's working out right now. Right now. It's working. You can't afford to be in panic mode. You won't have a breakthrough with that. You're going to have a breakdown with that. Why are we talking about this today? Because it's time for all of God's kids to get up and to say, Lord, I'm making it through. God, in the places where I failed in the past, God, I'm pushing through. So we're going to talk about breakthrough this morning. We're going to talk about having a breakdown. You ever had a good fat breakdown? I have. Probably will have again. I'm going to try not to. But life happens. You ever going along in your life and everything just seems fine? And in an instant, your life is in an upheaval. You ever have a problem like that, a storm come into your life like that? You was happy. Everything was wonderful. It seemed like everything was just now starting to get better. You were just now starting to feel good, and bam, issue. Upheaval, your whole everything. Look here. In this world, we're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulation. And God's word says, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Well, how can I be happy when everything's going wrong, Pastor? You can be happy because you know one thing. God will not fail you. He will not fail you. He will not be late for you. He will not be late. But you have to make the decision yourself. See, God's not somebody that's going to bust up in your life and be like, now look here, we're going to have a breakthrough whether you like it or not. No. You're going to have to get up, and you're going to have to make that decision. God's not a bully, and he's not a dictator. Why do you think the woman with the issue of blood, it took her 12 years to come to herself? She had to come to herself, and she said to herself. See, many people, everybody talks to their self. We're either saying, this is never going to get any better. This is always going to be like that. That problem, my husband's going to always be like that. My mama, she's going to always be a jerk. This friend, they're going to always be this way. This boss, they're just always... No, you can't afford that thinking. Too much of that, you're going to have yourself a good, fat breakdown. Josh is... not Josh. John's back there laughing. Are you that boss, John? He's back there smiling. He's smiling so big I can see his little eyes behind his mouth smiling. I bet you're wonderful, brother. But see, you got to make that decision. Are you going to have a breakthrough? Do you want a breakthrough? Most people, if I sat in here this morning, do you want a breakthrough? We'd all be like, yeah, I do. Breakthrough is going to cost you. What's it going to cost you? There's things to get through the breakthrough God will tell you to do and you ain't going to like them. There's changes that you're going to have to make to have the breakthrough that you want. Whenever there's a heart change, there's a game change. See, God wants to change hearts in here today. You've been at a standstill. Why have you been at a standstill? Because you've been doing it your way. Have you come to the end of yourself and you realize my way ain't great? Have you made yourself miserable at times and you thought, oh, why did I do that at that time? It seemed like a good idea, but that was a terrible idea. What the heck was I thinking? Look here. You wasn't thinking. You probably had some panic and some paranoia and the devil got in there and started talking to you and you made some bad life decisions. You can't afford to have the devil up in your ear. How does the devil show up in your ear? Well, you get around the wrong bunch of friends. They start giving you some dumb advice because their life is screwed up. You better watch out. You're going to get your own life screwed up. People, places, things. You better watch yourself. Pastor Jeremy says, you better watch yourself before you mess yourself. See, I'm not the pastor that's going to talk about ruffles and frills. It's not who I am. Crystal, we're going to talk about life issues. We're going to speak truth. Why? Because, see, everybody's going to hell in a hen basket if we all up here, all the pastors up here lying. No, we're going to speak truth. Truth is the only thing, Brother John, that I know. If you'll speak it, it'll set people free. So I'm not going to sit up here and speak poetry and hope everybody likes it and we fill the seats. Because at the end of the day, my job is to fill heaven. I don't have a popular message. Why? Because, see, my message is slap you right upside the head and make you think twice. People need to be thinking a lot more than twice. You ever pulled a real doozy on yourself and you're like, how did that happen? Something else happened. You're like, oh my God. You ever seen one of them ninja movies? They're like whacking somebody 50 times. That person is like, that's us with some of our decisions. And so it says, don't be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic before them. For the Lord your God is the one. Everybody say the one. See, is he your go-to? Is he your go-to? When you're having a problem, are you calling God or are you calling the person that's going to come in line with your boneheaded thinking? So you're going to either call on God or you're going to call on Sally Sue or Jimmy John and they're going to give you some dumb advice probably. Call on God. What does it take to call on God, to know God? To be able to have a relationship with him. Most people, they fly-by-night Christians, meaning they only talk to God when things are going very wrong. God wants your life. He says, put me first, and then all these things will be added to you. People want the things, but they don't really want God. Why? Because God will call you out, and he'll have you do things that are very uncomfortable. He'll have you make changes, and you don't want to make them changes. And it says here, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you. See, when you can't even fight for yourself, God's fighting for you. When you can't even love yourself, God's loving you. When you cannot forgive yourself, and you're mad at yourself, and you're disappointed in yourself, God's still the one, and he's standing at your life, and he's saying, I'm right here. Pick me. Pick me. This morning, I want you to make that decision you're going on and you're having a breakthrough. Are there areas of your life and you're thinking, I've been unsuccessful with these things, or I'm in a slump, I'm in a place, and right now I feel stuck. See, I don't like feeling stuck. Crystal, we're like that hamster and get going round and round. We don't want to be stuck. Do y'all like being stuck? Let's just take a boat. Y'all's quiet, and I can't tell where we're at today, so we're going to start getting some audience participation. Who likes to be stuck in their life? Who likes to be productive and get out there and kick the devil's butt? Okay, there we go. Got you woke up. One time we went to Dairy Delight when I was little. See, here was the deal. If I was good, Daddy would take us to Dairy Delight after church. Here's the thing. I was very seldom good. Don't be worried about your wild child. Take him to church and they're going to be okay. Look how great I turned out. He said, Kelly Mae, honey, what do you want to eat? I was about 4. Could not read. I'm looking at that menu. Looking at back and forth. I said, I want to kick the devil's butt. Look here. I've always had that. Amen. Don't be intimidated when you have a kid that's just a little strange. It's okay. Make sure you have a mentor for him that's a little strange. Therefore, Sophie and I, we go and do piano lessons together. Why? Because she's going to be something. Because she's going to be something big. Let's go to Psalms chapter 108 and verse 13. We're going to look at this in the King James Version. And it says, through God we shall do valiantly. Look here. He who tries to save his life will lose it. But if you'll give it up, you're going to find it. Through our God, we shall do valiantly. We shall have victory. Only through God. See, if you're trying to do life and you're trying to get that breakthrough without Him, that's why you're not having a breakthrough. In all of your ways, acknowledge God. See, people trying to get through big life problems and they haven't even acknowledged who God is in that situation. If you want to have a breakthrough, make the recognition that God, this is only through you. It's only through you. Through God we shall do valiantly, for it is He that shall tread down our enemies. And most of the time when we see enemies, we're thinking people. And yeah, they can be people. You know what else is an enemy? Mismanaging your finances. Things happening in your family gets torn up. Your enemy, maybe you've got a health issue, and you know what? You say, God, why don't you heal me? And you say, and you know what? You got to come to yourself, and you got to say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they're telling me I got diabetes, and God, that diabetes, that is my enemy. Lord, you said in your word that you'd heal me. So, God, I just thank you for the healing right now. See, you may have a secret sin. Here's what I've learned. We all got them. Jerry Springer can't hold a candle to what most Christians is hiding. I didn't hear any amens on that. Daddy's up here cracking up. Yeah, I said it. We talked about Jerry Springer at PCC. Why? Because everybody knows who he is. I mean, who else do you want me to talk about to get my point across? Time for Christians to give up secret sinning. Why? Because everything that's done in the dark's coming out. And it's going to come out in some ways you didn't anticipate. And when it does, there it is. There it is. You ever had something come out about you and you're like, oh my God. I don't know whether to run or hide or just totally leave. I don't know. Look here. You all right? You just got to own it. You own it. You own those parts of your life where you did things and you're not proud of. Most people, they try to deny. They try to brush over them. Look here. Take it like a man. Own it. Yeah, I did that. I did it, but it's not who I am. And you go on. Go on with your life. And so realize that it's only through God that you're getting anything accomplished. So if you've left Him out in any parts of your life and you're not having success, include Him in on the next round of it. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 24. We're going to look at verse 16. And it says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, I wish I could tell you when you got saved that you would never have another problem. That would make my job a lot easier. How many of you have had lots of problems since you've been saved? Why is that? Because we're living in this world. This world is not our home. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Stuff happens to sinners and it happens to saints. That is life. That's why God says, don't get comfortable to this world down here, because this is not where you're staying. Don't conform to the pattern of the world. A lot of Christians, we've conformed and we've gotten in there, and there's been no distinction between us and people that don't claim Christ. There's got to be a distinction. If you're at a standstill in your life, you got to wake up and you got to first say, I'm tired of standing still. So God, today I choose breakthrough. God, today I choose change. And you wake up, and morning after morning, you pick that thing again. You pick breakthrough. You choose change. You keep on picking it. You look for your next opportunity to do the right thing. And it says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. He rises again. Sometimes people get in a place in their life where they get into a patch where it's difficult. You ever been in one of them difficult patches? And you think, I keep getting knocked down. I just can't catch a break. See, if you've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've been there. The key to not having a breakdown is this right here. Though the righteous may fall seven times, they'll rise again. You got to get that gumption up in you that tells you, on your worst day, Megan, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to get back up. Maybe you said, oh, I did something a couple days ago I'm not proud of. I'm ashamed of it. See, a lot of people, when they do something like that, they wallow in the mud puddle like a little piggy. Look here. You do something. You're not proud of it. Get up. Make it what it is. You fell down. Pick yourself up. Remember when we had toddlers? We was like, don't fall. They're starting to walk. Their whole head looks like you beat them because they hit everything head first. Look here. What did we do? We picked that baby up, put them right on their feet, and let them go at it again. That's what God does. He says, look, when you fall down, get back up. Have the courage and the strength to get back up. Are you righteous? Get up. Don't stay in your mess. Don't let guilt eat you up in condemnation and you feel like you're not good enough to get back up. No, it's never too late. Get back up. It's never too late to do the right thing. It's never too late to make wrongs right. Some of us are very stubborn. I am. I had a person I've needed to apologize to them for almost 3 years, Gina. Took almost 3 years. That's called stubbornness. So I get it. The whole time I'm like telling this person I'm sorry, I'm like, the devil's in the back of my brain. Well, they did this to you. You don't have to apologize to them. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. No, I'm not going to apologize. And here, what did I do? I wrestled that part of my flesh down to the ground. Because what does God's word says? As far as it concerns you, live at peace. See, so many times we justify why not to do the right thing. Very few times will people just go with it. My husband always tells me, Kelly, just go with it. You don't have to. You don't have to stop and bark at every dog that barks at you. And I'm like, oh, yes, I do. Man, I'll bark at them even if I don't think they was barking at me. If they barking in general, I'm going to be like, getting on that. Got to develop that ability to just go with some things. Go with God. You want to have a breakthrough? Realize, man, God, I don't want to do this my way anymore. Lord, my way was retarded. Man, God, I made some jacked up things happen in my life because I did it the way I wanted to do it and it didn't turn out good. See, you're going to have a breakthrough or you're going to have a breakdown. Most people are like, I don't like the way this message is going. Well, I'm sorry. This is what God had for you today. What are you going to have? Are you going to have a breakthrough or are you going to have a breakdown? Are you going to get up and go on with your life? Are you going to live in defeat and failure? You're going to have to make that decision. And I got news for you. That's not a one-time decision. It's a daily decision. That's why the Word of God says, now, God, you give me my daily bread. You got to wake up every day and pick success. And I got news for you. The devil's waiting to give you some failure. And you got to be smarter than the devil. How do you get smarter than the devil? You develop a relationship with God. Most people, they want all the right things. They've done nothing to get them. You're not going to just fall up into a good, righteous relationship with Jesus. You're going to have to work at it. How do you work at it? Communication. Most marriages break down because there's a lack of communication. We say, well, now you've gone to meddling. Well, yes, I have. That's what I do. Why? Because we talk about real stuff here. So it says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. This is something that we teach in Celebrate Recovery. My daddy started telling this, and it's right on. If you get up one more time than you fall down, you've got it. You've got it. Though a righteous man falls seven times, they rise again. Keep rising again. Keep getting up. There's going to come a point, Deborah, when you resist the devil. What does he do? He flees. Why does he flee? Because let me tell you something. The devil's days, they're numbered. He's not going to continue to waste his time on somebody that's blowing him off. You women, you ever had a guy keep asking you out and you keep blowing them off because you know he dumb? You know, no, I don't want none of that. Well, you keep telling him no a couple of times, he's going to get tired of asking you, and he's going to probably give up and go on to Sally Sue. Everybody's like, y'all's a hard audience today. I don't know what your problem is. It is what it is. I'm going to keep trucking on. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. God's looking for somebody to rise again. God's looking for somebody to just say, you know what, God, I'm just going to give this over to you. I'm going to give it over to you. Lord, I choose breakthrough. God, I choose you. I choose you, God. So Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12, and it says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, everybody say now. There's nothing that's new under the sun. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. People say all the time, why do bad things happen to good people? You ever been trying your best and you got a low blow? People get mad at God when that happens. It's easy to get mad at God when you're trying your best and something happens that you did not expect. And it's like a gut punch to you and it knocks the wind out of you. I've been there. When I was there, see, can you keep it so real with God? I just flat out told God, I said, God, I'm mad at you. And I know that's not right. God, help me to get unmad at you. God, I don't know why you allowed this problem. Lord, I didn't do anything to deserve this problem. And here I am with this big thing up in my life. And for a season, Brother Mike, God would tell me the same thing. Kelly, I'm not done. I'm not done. See, when you have something and you think, ugh, Lord, you're just allowing this to be. Look here, God's working on some things you have no idea. Can you hold through? Can you give it just a little bit longer? I just told God, God, I cannot take no more of this. God, I cannot take any more of this. He said, Kelly, you can take it one more day. One more day. I took it for many more days. And it developed something in me that said, God, when I feel like giving up and I feel weary to the very core of who I am, God, I'm going to still love you. God, I'm going to still serve you. Lord, if you never did another thing for me, God, what you've already done is enough to keep this heart loving on you. Can you wait a minute? Can you understand that God's still working? He's still moving. Can you give it over to him and just trust that he loves you so much? He's not going to let that come out bad for you. When rough things happen to us, we think, God, now you have control over that. Why did you allow that? Look here. I've learned to not question God, but I've learned to back up and give him some room to work. You ever been, women, you ever been up in a room with your man? And they're trying to figure something out. And they don't know what they're doing. Here's what I've learned. I've learned this from my daddy, and I've learned it from my husband. When they're trying to figure something out, I'm just going to let them do that alone. I'm going to give them some room. Jeremy and I's worst argument, probably of our entire marriage, was when I decided it would be a good idea for him and I to cut and put on crown molding together. We almost got a divorce over that. He said, I just can't do this with you. I said, well, I don't know what your problem is, because you could sure do it with Brother Ernie. What's the problem? What does he got that I ain't? He said, well, he's not up my butt. I said, well, I'm not trying to be, but I mean, you know I'm a micromanager. And he said, just give me some space. Guess what we did? We hired somebody to do the rest of that. Give God just a little bit of room. Don't get all crazy when you got to wait just a second. I wanted that done that day, because in my mind's eye, I was sitting in the recliner looking at how pretty it was. That didn't happen that day. Really took a few months. Why? Because we were poor when we first got married. We used to go to the old IGA. Y'all remember the old IGA? It weirds me out because my kids will never have a memory of what was even over there, you know. And so I remember what life was like before McDonald's was here. I don't know how we made it, but we did. We managed. I don't know how we did that. I'm like, what was our life before? Dollar menu, I don't know. Had to do something. Tell you what, we had more money and we spent her for sure. But Jeremy and I first got together, the old IGA, they used to have 10 for 10. 10 microwave meals for $10. And they would run that about once a month. And one time I went grocery shopping with him when we was dating. And boy, old Brother Jer, he did the biggest victory dance down the frozen aisle one time. And I was like, man, he hasn't even been this excited about me. What's up? 10 for 10. He loaded up on them frozen meals. We got like 50 of them. He's like, this is so great. He was happy. He was passionate. Look here. You try to feed that man now, he's prissy. Like, no, I don't eat that bread. Mm-mm. Dude's done lost a whole person. I done found a whole person. It's like, no, I want salad, and I want the vinaigrette, and I want grilled chicken. I don't want anything fried, Kelly. And I'm like, does Great Mind have all that? Because that's where I'm going to feed you. I'm not going to mess with that prissy stuff. I want the worst thing for me. What is it? Fried chicken, I want it. Mashed potatoes, I want that too. Got any bread? Give me them grapevine. I want that butter, and I want that bread. Me and Coco is going to have a midnight snack. That's my eating buddy now. Can you have fun in church? Can you get the point? You're either going to have a breakdown, baby, or you're going to have a breakthrough. And you know what? It's not going to happen by accident. If you have a breakdown, it's because you made the choice to stay down. If you're going to have a breakthrough, it's because you made a choice to rise up again. To rise up again. What gives you the right to rise up again? When Jesus Christ, when he rose again on the third day, and he said, look, here I am. Death couldn't even hold me down. You don't think you can have a comeback? Yes, you can. You don't think that after you've experienced the worst blow in your life, that God can't make something out of that and give you your best years after that? Yes, He can. Why? Because God is God. He don't need anything else. He is who He is. He is who He is. Let's go to John chapter 16. Did we read Matthew 11? Boys, go back to Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, King James Version. You get up here trying to get people into your message, you forget where you're at. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. When's the last time you just said, in Jesus' name, I'm taking that victory? See, some things, you ain't going to just get them give to you. You're going to have to get up and you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to take it. You're going to snatch it up and you're going to take what's yours. See, when's the last time you ever got yourself up and you began to sing? Lots of times when I'm struggling, I'll sing. And I don't sound good, but it is what it is. I'll be driving down the road, and I'm like, I went to the enemy's camp. Boy, I'm getting up in that enemy's camp, and I'm going to take what he took from me, and then I'm going to get up in there and snatch some other souls up out of hell. I'm going to show them who the boss is. See? When's the last time you just was like a little kid and you say, God, give me a pure heart. Lord, help me to love on my enemy because right now I'm hating their guts. Yes. See, can you just keep it real with God? Because if you can keep it real with Him, He's going to keep it real with you. God's told me before, Kelly, you messed up right there. You messed up and you knew you was messing up and you did it anyway, so it cost you. Cost you some time, it's cost you some money, it's cost you some pain that you didn't have to take, but you chose wrong. But Kelly, I love you, so I'm going to help you. But you're going to have to take it. You're going to have to reach a hold of it. See, the devil wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you under his thumb. You're going to have to make that decision. You're not living your life that way. How do we do that? On the worst day, you do the right thing. The worst day, the day you feel like totally walking away, you give it to God. You pour your praise on to God. There's very few things that we can really give to God. Praise is one of them. Your love and your affection is another thing. It's another one of them. So take it. You want breakthrough today? Make that decision. Take the breakthrough. Are you at a place where you're standing still and you say, God, I'm sick of standing still. God, there's parts of me and they're standing still and I don't even know, God, why they are. I don't even completely understand. You ever been in something in your life and you don't really even understand the dynamic of what you up in the middle of? You're like, yesterday I was trying to go to a birthday party. I've been there about 5 or 6 times. Well, I went past the road about 5 or 6 times. And I was like, man, I'm going to have to pull up this Google, figure out where I'm at. You ever get something on your brain? Here's how I am. I'll get something on my brain, and I'll get turned around in little old Paris. I'll be like, I don't even know where I'm at. What was I thinking on that got me so backwards up in here? I'm like, where am I going? Look here. Sometimes we get up in the middle of something. We don't even know how we got there. And then you get stuck there. Stop being stuck. Get up. Stand up. Say, I'm going on. I'm going forward. Devil, you've kept me here in this place too long. And I've allowed you to do it. See, devil can't do nothing you won't allow him to. That's why in the book of Genesis, God said, now look here, kids, have dominion. I'm giving you authority. Take dominion. You're the boss. See, that's why the word of God says, now whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. What does that literally mean? What are you allowing? What are you going to allow in your life? What are you going to allow in your family? What are you going to allow in your marriage, in your finances, in your household, in your heart? You have to make a decision. And if you're getting by on the fence, that is your decision. A lot of people think, well, I'm not making decisions. No, you are. You've decided to not decide what you're going to live with. So that is your decision. John chapter 16 and verse 33. See, breakthrough, I wrote this down in my notes. Breakthrough requires deliberate, purposeful, determined action. You won't have a breakthrough with no action. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Are you going to be a doer or are you going to be a hearer? Don't tell me how much you love Jesus and there is no action that you've done that reflects who he is. It's a deliberate thing. You're going to have to deliberately wake up and make a deliberate decision. God, I'm making it through. God, I choose breakthrough today. You wake up tomorrow. God, I choose breakthrough. Matthew chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart. But take heart. What's the problem with people? A lot of them, they ain't taking heart. They ain't taking heart. They ain't taking that heart and making it line up with the Word of God. You take your heart, and when it wants to really bring you on a ride that you don't want to go on, you ever notice that? You know the right thing to do, but your heart is messing you up. Why does it do that? Because it's deceitful. Your heart is deceitful, and above all, who can know it? We say, well, God knows my heart. Yes, he does, and he's the only one that does. You don't even know it. You ever notice how you'll think about a life decision that you need to make, and in one section of 5 minutes, you got your answer. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm positive. This is how I'm going to do. You give it a second, 5 minutes goes by, and you're like, whew, I just don't know what I'm going to do. You ever do that? From moment to moment, how you feel about something changes. What you're going to do about something changes. Why? Because, see, nobody will ever know your heart the way that God does. That's why you need to just be at peace with saying, God, I'm ready for breakthrough. This morning in Celebrate Recovery, we talked about being ready. And Mary Baker, she said something that was very profound. And Dad said, what does being ready mean? She goes, many times being ready means being done. See, are you done with the thing in your life that you know you're doing and it ain't right? Maybe a secret sin. It may be just a way that you think about it, a way that you're thinking about something. Many times, the hold up to the breakthrough is our thinking. Why? Because we thinkers. We thinkers, and then we're overthinkers. We think about it too much. And we analyze everything, and we pick it apart. God doesn't want you to dissect the situation. He just wants you to pick it up and give it to him. God, I don't even know. This one's a mess. Here you go. I'm going to back up, Lord, and I'm going to do what you tell me to do. You're going to have a breakdown or a breakthrough. Do you want to go on or do you want to stay put? See, God's got some things for you that you could never imagine that He's got. He's got things that He wants to do for you, ways He wants to bless you, ways He wants to enlarge your territory. It's not going to happen on an accident or a whim. It's a deliberate decision, that takes action. Last place for me, James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. There's another verse in God's Word, and it says what you need is you need to persevere. See, don't give up. Don't give up. And when you say, God, I can't go any further, He knows how much further you can go. And when you honestly can't go no further, what does He do, Gina? He'll scoop you up and He'll say, okay, I'm going to carry you. But you're making it. See, sometimes we have the strength and we can just walk through that trial. And God, we know God's with us. And there's times they're so gut-wrenching and hurtful and awful that God just will scoop us up and He say, look here now, baby, we're going on and we're getting through this. What do you want to do this morning? Because it's your life. God's not taking your life. He gave you that life. If you can say, God, I give it right back to you. It says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. What are you doing under your trial? What are you doing? Are you persevering or have you given up? Are you persevering or have you given up? If you're thinking about giving up, I'm here to encourage you this morning. Persevere. Keep going. Keep going. You're almost there. You're going to make it. You're making it right now. When the devil tries to come in and say this ain't working out, it's working out right now. I've had a lot of things in the past couple years and I thought, this ain't working out, God. God, this will be the thing that just totally takes me down. DJ, He's never let that happen. Never. He never will. But you need to persevere. Because when He has stood the test, He will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who loved Him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when? By his own evil desires. See, there's things that stand between all of us and our breakthrough. What are they? Our own little agendas. Our own little evil desires that we want, that we know darn well they don't line up with God's Word, but we still want them. See, when you've stood the test, and when you stand in, don't get mad at God and say, God, you did this, or God, you did. No. A couple of Fridays ago, what I had to do is I had to practice what I preached. See, you can't be up here talking about forgiveness and not living it in your own life. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Call that woman up and said, look, I'm a jerk. And I know it. And I'm asking for you to forgive me because I was wrong and I wronged you. And I want to thank you for being who you were in my life. You made an impact on me. You taught me things that I still use today. See, what do you want to do? Do you want to have a breakthrough? Keep it real. Keep it real. Persevere. And when you get up in there and you say, God, I want to have a breakthrough, remove the things that's standing up in between you and God. Is it unforgiveness? Is it sin? Is it something that you keep doing and you know He don't like it, but you keep doing it because it feels good? I don't know what it is. I just got to keep up with what I'm doing. That's enough. I got my hands full. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. See, first it starts, whatever you can think about, you can do it. If you think about having a victory, you can have a victory. If you think about going off and pulling a number nine sin, you can do that. You ever thought about really giving somebody a piece of your mind and you gave them a piece of your mind and you thought, how did that happen? Well, because you meditated on it. You imagined it. Have you ever rehearsed telling somebody off in your brain and then you went off and did it? Whatever you think about, you can do it. Be careful, little mind and little brain, what you thinking. Because the devil's getting you ready for some action. He'll put a perfect scenario up in there. You'll come face to face with that person you don't like and you'll just tell them how it is. And you thinking that's going to make you feel better. And when you go home and you feel just as empty as what you did when you started out in that day, it's going to hit home. And it says, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. And I want to tell you this morning, God loves you and God's not mad at you. God's not the God that's looking for reasons to keep people out of heaven and keep people away from Him. He's the one that says, look here, I'm standing at that door and I'm knocking. He's not breaking the door down, Gina. He's standing and He's knocking. He's saying, I want to come into that part that ain't been right. I want my kids to stand up in the day that I've given them each day. And I want them to pick me and I want them to pick breakthrough. Have you had places where you've not had the success and the victory that you want? And you say, God, I'm going to choose breakthrough. Now listen, you're not going to have breakthrough without deliberate action. It's not going to just happen. If you're in need of a breakthrough this morning and you can say, God, I know what I need to do to have that. There's something that's holding that up. And you know what that thing is. I'm going to ask you to stand. If you're ready to have a breakthrough, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you're in that seat this morning and you're saying, God, I have no idea how to get that breakthrough. Lord, I need you to show me. I need you to show me. I need you to reveal that thing to me. And God, I'll do it. See? It's not a problem when people sit down. Look here, Crystal. People need to keep it real. Some people have nothing. Some people, they don't want to make changes. I'm good with it. God's good with it. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you right now, Father God, for who you are. God, I thank you right now that you're searching every heart. God, that your word has fallen, God, and it fell on good ground, Lord, that's going to put it into action. God, I ask that you would cause everybody that stood, Lord, to become greater doers of who you are and what you're calling them to do. Lord, if they need you to show them some areas of their life that's going to require change, God, I ask that you would show it to them right now. Lord, reveal it to them, and then, God, give them courage to make that change for your glory. And, God, we thank you. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen.